take your bourbon chicken, sir. Swimming.
How much juice do you have?
How much bourbon do you have?
Extra bourbon.
Just douse it in bourbon.
Deep sea diving.
I need a snorkel.
Give me a tank of oxygen. I need to go find it.
I want it to be difficult.
I want you to make me work for it, is what I'm saying. All right, we ready?
Today's guests, Marcelo Hernandez, as well as Sean Sullivan. Musical guests, some kids egging your house. And your hosts, Johnny Trowbridge and Mike Calhoun.
Hello. Welcome aboard, listeners. I have to sell the fact that we're on a nuclear submarine because some people don't believe us.
I believe
Have you seen the Twitter sphere? They're calling us out, Johnny.
Why is it a sphere? Why does it have to be a triangular prism or anything?
The Twitterverse? Is that better?
Like
the universe?
I like that better.
Okay, cool. We'll go with that.
Okay, thank you.
Whatever
I like.
Whatever you like, yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, you're back. That's exciting.
I know.
For listeners who may not have tuned in the past couple, but Johnny's been gone.
I was on the brink of death.
You were on the brink of death with the, should we name your ailment? I think we already have.
Okay.
You had the chicken pox.
I did have the chicken pox.
The adult chicken pox.
I call myself Johnny Poxville.
Do you still have the pox?
I do not. Very worried astutely, but I don't have them. I just have the puck marks all over my face.
Yeah, but you'll be fine.
Holes in my face.
You look great, friend.
Thanks.
How have you been besides that?
Great.
Just been laying in bed?
I burst a blood vessel in my eye.
Oh, ow.
Yeah.
Wait, who punched you?
I sneezed.
Point him out,
man. I sneezed real hard.
You did not sneeze really hard.
That's the only thing I can think of.
That's the only thing you could yes and?
Yeah, that's right.
It also happens to be the truth?
Probably the truth. I can't. Why else would you pop a blood vessel?
I mean, you don't get up to a lot, so all you do is read a lot.
Or if I was like really angry,
and you just threw a book at the wall and it came back and it hit you in the face.
No,
this book had a terrible ending.
I had to really stress my eyes out. Maybe I was
you're watching something really intently.
Really.
This is what happens when you get too close to the TV.
It's the closest I'll get to an aneurysm. I don't think I'll actually ever have an aneurysm.
Just don't say that word.
What, aneurysm?
No,
if you're going to have an aneurysm, you should have to have it annually. Or not.
Annual.
Oh, no.
That's hard to say.
If you are going to have some clever quips, though, make sure you pull that microphone straight towards you. Get that.
I didn't want to say the aneurysm joke into the microphone.
I guess that's understandable. we'll cut that entire thing out. If you want, we can cut you out entirely. That's a voice that we're going to introduce in a moment because he chose to speak up earlier than anticipated.
He gave a great joke, though.
People aren't allowed to have names until I give them to them.
I didn't know that's how this worked. I'm sorry.
Obviously, you still don't feel like you need to comply. It's okay. It's okay.
Calhoun is the god of this world.
You do not exist. You step on my submarine, you abide by my rules, son. You understand?
Son.
Oh, he gave me a salute. Good. A good sailor's salute. Now he's just hanging his head in shame. Now he's curtsying. Wait, did you
bring... Is that protocol?
He has a tutu on. He brought the tutu.
That's for respect.
For me?
Remember we told him that's for respect.
You did that? I didn't say anything to him about tutus.
We both did.
I didn't.
Very.
For the listener, I just want you to know I did not tell any of our guests to wear tutus. That was all Johnny.
Well, 50-50.
Not at all. It's
70-30.
100%.
You're the 70.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce the voice that you've been hearing besides me and Johnny's. It's our first guest, Marcelo Hernandez.
Hi, I'm sorry for earlier.
If you want to relax, you can pull the arm. And then, it's nice. Oh,
whoa.
That's a bit much. Oh, he's moving that microphone in all sorts of ways. Oh, now he's giving up. I feel bad. Now he's just not going to speak.
Mike really wants me to touch his microphone.
Hey, man, it's big, long, and it's in your face. I just want you to handle it and put it in front of you and be glad.
Oh, because it's a banana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But honestly, it does have a front, to be quite honest. So if you point it at your... Oh, no, the other way. Flip.
Don't worry about it.
Is he doing it? Who's doing it right? You guys are both doing it right, and I'm doing
correct.
It wrong?
There you go.
Hello?
Boom. Oh, no.
Don't worry about it. Just hold it like a normal microphone.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to come over and fix it.
Mike, stay where you are. I got this.
I don't know if you do. He's going to put it in the notch there.
In the carved notch.
Yep. For the listener, we're just having some technical difficulties regarding the microphone.
Sean,
our other guest is staring at me intently.
These are regular difficulties.
I think you've got it, man. You're an engineer, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, he's an engineer.
Civil engineer?
Civil.
Conflict.
Electrical. Conflict engineer. He engineers conflict.
All types.
Not a lot of people know this, but the main conflict between Russia and the U.S. started with Marcello.
He engineered it in a lab.
He engineered.
Do engineers work in labs?
I'm totally done with this. I need help.
All right, we're All right. Well, in the meantime, I'm going to introduce our second guest. That Johnny's going to ask some questions as he finishes eating his rice.
This guest is so comfortable. He brought his entire meal to. What?
Do you guys not have rice on the submarine?
No, we're very anti-China. I don't know why. That's not the only place rice comes from either.
Yeah.
So. There's lots of places. But how are you, Mr. Sean Sullivan?
Close enough. I'm doing pretty good. Kind of full now, which is nice.
Good. Was it satisfying to you? What do you think of submarines?
Okay. By the way. All right.
Top 10 submarines.
Now I want to talk to Marcello.
Niner, we're back online.
What?
Yellow.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Are we finishing this up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Top 10 submarines.
Top 10 submarines.
Yellow. Okay.
Ham.
Oh, yeah, okay.
A ham submarine, as in a sandwich, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yellow ham.
Okay.
With mustard, is that what you're saying?
You could call it mustard if you
50,
want.
50-50.
50. and then a combination of yellow and ham for the rest of them, too.
Okay. Just different varying degrees.
I think it's only two combinations. But anyway, moving on. We've got Marcello. Now that we've got everything worked out, you're smiling over there. How are you, my friend? Your first time on the podcast, on the submarine.
Started with a bang.
Is this the first... You sound so downtrodden. I don't want you to
go
on this wonderful submarine of ours. Is this your first time on a submarine?
Yes, it is. I'm on a real one. I've only been in like the fake ones, like
carnival
on other
rides,
podcasts,
like a museum.
Wait, they have submarines at museums? Well, yeah. I mean, I can understand that. Yeah, I guess they would.
Yeah,
like
that's the only time I've done that. Like, is like in one of those museums. I've never been in like a real one like this one, you know.
You ever been
underwater
tempted
and whatnot
at the museums to like try to engage them and like take them away?
Yeah,
turn it on.
Exactly.
Just
at
the flip the switch, the on switch.
Yeah, I have thought about it, but what can I say? I was a really mature kid back then.
You were very mature.
I was very responsible.
This shit belongs here.
So you were one of the kids that was like, some kids were reaching for the ignition switch. You swat in their hand.
Yeah,
I
was the captain.
You were the captain
of the museum?
Of the museum's submarine, yes. So, when I enter a place, I usually, which is, I apologize earlier, it's my instinct to become the captain.
Oh, I understand. Well, we forget. Well, honestly.
As soon as I walked into the submarine, I was like, it's time.
So like Denny's, the library.
Very difficult for me to not be the captain of those places.
Yeah.
Well, if you'd like to be, we'll make you the honorary captain of the week.
Thank you.
For being a first-time guest.
Well, thank you. I'm so honored.
You sound very honored.
Here, Johnny, hand him the medal. Hand him the...
Here you are.
Thank you so much.
It's very
much.
Heavy. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Big.
It's very heavy.
It's just metal.
Big
it's just
metal.
A block of
it's,
iron.
Yeah, it's M-E-T-A-L.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a big block of iron that we had laying around. It actually fell out of one of the pieces of equipment around, but we weren't sure what it went to.
It's symbolic. It's supposed to be the weight of your responsibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that too. I like that you just made that up.
What are you talking about?
I'm glad
it's carved into it.
I think that's a good explanation. Oh, it's you carved that into
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Oh. Well, could you read the inscription? I didn't write it.
Yeah, what does it say? I forgot what I wrote.
What does this block of metal say?
It says to the man who became the captain.
Why are you holding it like a book?
Because it's how you read things.
Pretty wide.
To read anything, you hold it like a book.
That's true.
That is 100% true.
All reading technique is in the hands. Mm-hmm.
Truly.
That's how I read the backs of labels.
Yeah, I hold them like a book. I open them first. I have to open it first.
When you read a water bottle, you have to hold
open
it
up.
Side.
Quick.
Open it up first.
Yep.
Put on your glasses.
It's either I was holding it like a book or like someone I'm consoling, like on the shoulders. Like, here you go. It's okay.
When you get someone to open up.
Well, the shoulder grab.
That quote disappointingly had nothing to do with the weight of your responsibility, but...
Yeah. It's implied because of the weight of the metal. It's a very heavy...
Yeah, that's what I meant.
It's just a bunch of symbolism rolled up in one big block of metal.
That's... Yep. Yeah, I like it.
Sean, you're back here for the second time.
Yeah.
This time you're not ill, which
well,
is...
kind of.
Oh shoot!
I just didn't ask
I'm
for
sorry
a cough
for
drops
assuming.
This time.
My apologies. Yeah, I didn't give you a pound of cough drops
yeah,
this time.
I came in with Chinese food. You're like, that's good enough.
Yeah, oh, he must
if he
be fine.
Can eat that, he's fine.
If he how was your food, by the way? Was your food good?
It was good. Thank you for letting me finish and then starting.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I actually was going to wait a little longer.
We need
longer,
a distraction.
It's like, hey, let's fill in some dead air here. But how have you been since the last time we talked to you?
I've been all right, swimming around, and then you guys just kind of picked me up in the summer.
Yeah, that's what it happened again.
Yeah,
I mean,
know.
We just last time, we just snagged you with the net. Mm-hmm. We just let the net float up.
Yeah, I feel like you should be winning some sort of world record for treading water. You know, at this point.
Well, have you seen that movie Open Water?
No. What's it about? Good.
Marcelo's not in his
good?
Head. Have you seen that movie?
No,
I
I've
haven't.
Seen the commercial.
The commercial for the movie?
Oh, yes. That's good. It's just as good.
That's how you sell movies. You just have 2-minute commercials about them.
I mean, I'd watch all of those.
If they didn't work, we wouldn't have them.
This guy's in marketing.
He knows a thing or two. Those marketers.
You know, he's getting it beside my brain. Now I want to see it.
Would you market a movie? Is that something you'd be interested in working? Let's imagine a world where you do work in marketing.
Okay.
Oh, look at that! It's the real world. I'd like to look at the real world.
This is pretty great.
Would you be interested in that sort of thing?
Yeah. I feel like you can market movies about like submarines.
Oh, could you?
And water. Yeah, I'm really only into like nautical movies.
Oh, I see.
Poseidon's Adventure. Poseidon.
The regular movie.
The SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
Thank you.
All of the
Thank
classics.
You.
Oh, yeah. Marcelo appreciates that.
Yeah. Just I'm going to snap whenever I hear something I like.
Okay.
That's what you're going to do?
Thank you.
I feel like you should just feel free to chime in, you know?
I know, but I'm saying, like, he should. I want to keep. Well, there was more, I hope. Was there more movies?
No. Those are the three movies that I love.
Oh, it was just three? Okay.
Just those three. Well, there was two SpongeBob movies, were there not?
Yeah, no.
Yes.
The second one, I don't want anything to do with. I don't want Seth to do with
this.
I
understand. Hasselhoff movie. And then the sequel.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand.
None of that CGI bullshit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a department I'm familiar with. I take problem with that.
So you liked that movie?
I'm not at liberty to say.
who's
Hey, my hand is not on the block of metal.
You know what? That is
the
our
honorary
Bible.
Captain.
It's true. I watched that SpongeBob SquarePants movie, the first one.
Yeah.
I watched it when it came out on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Like when it really came out, and I had to wait till 10 p.m. and I had to tell my mom like early in the day, like, Mom, listen, I get it. Yeah, I get it. I'm a 9:30 p.m.er right now. I get it. I understand. But tonight's a 10 p.m. night, okay, Mom? Because tonight SpongeBob SquarePants movie comes out, and she was just like, no. And then I
did.
Oh no.
But you know what? I persevered. I became the captain. And I said, listen here, matey.
Oh boy.
Whoa.
Oh boy.
I said, listen here,
woman.
What do you call them?
When you become the captain, do all of your words start to become more nautical?
Yeah, everything becomes more nautical. I've got a TV to my starboard.
Starboard.
And I've got a couch to my port, and you're not going to stop me. This ship is in full frontal.
don't know.
Full frontal is what you call forwards in the when you're on the ocean.
He's not wrong. He's absolutely right. Frontal.
I actually had a boat when I was a kid. I know a lot about boats.
You really? Had a boat?
Yeah, I had
incredible.
My own.
Which way is the aft?
The aft.
That's a genuine question.
I don't know.
Just like the starboard,
right in front of the R is where it is. Is
good
the aft.
That's true.
Raft.
Well, I think that would be right after. It's fine. It's fine. But after, you know, it's after the ER. Oh, I don't know. Or it's before.
It's to the starboard up there.
It's to the starboard.
I love the starboard.
The Star-Lord. You grew up in Miami.
Yep, Miami, Florida.
Which is why it would make sense that you would have a boat.
Yes,
so I had a little boat. You had your own little boat?
My own 21-foot action craft. With a 250 horsepower Mercury engine, and I was in high school and I could just like whenever I'd have my like you know that Family Guy episode where like he starts dancing in the forest.
Yeah,
I would do that just in my boat, just like
away from
my
the shore.
Mom, yeah, like my mom would get really mad at me one day or like ground me, be like, I don't want to see your face, and then I'd get in a fight with somebody, and then I'd just get in my boat and get out there and blast like just funk and just just like
nice.
Go hard out there.
The listener isn't seeing these moves
on my
but
own.
These are great
yeah.
moves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Did you do that after the night you were refused SpongeBob?
Oh, you thought I was refused SpongeBob that night? Yeah, right, man. Are you kidding me? Yeah, right, dude. I like came up. I probably like did something. I mean, my mom was really good about listening. You know what I
right.
mean? Like she always. A lot of times I'd get shut down, but like if I seem passionate about something, you know what I mean? And at that age, SpongeBob was like a big part of my life. Like she had bought me SpongeBob t-shirts and little
oh,
things
so
that I wanted.
Knew.
She knew SpongeBob was the thing, you know
what
I mean?
Okay.
And so when something like that happens, I don't want to watch it and then go to school tomorrow and hear about it, Mom.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? So either
yeah.
you let me watch it or I'm not going to school tomorrow.
It's whoa. Like that
you
episode of Recess.
Yeah, exactly. Because yeah. the reruns were going to be the next day earlier in the night. You know what I mean? I could have done it, you know, the next day.
You could have.
No, Mom, because I knew that at school somebody was going to come up to me and say something about the movie, and I got to watch it.
So you used school as a bargaining chip, your
course.
Own education.
Well, yeah. One day for SpongeBob. SpongeBob was a very smart show, right?
Of course.
You learned a lot from SpongeBob. Jellyfish, sponges, squids.
Yes.
All of those things did exist on that television
stars,
show.
Stars, pineapples.
Yep.
Rocks.
Starboards.
Thick-rimmed glasses.
Ties.
Yep.
Brown pants.
Brown
Mr.
pants.
Mr. Krabs' money.
Yep.
Economics.
What
cooking,
economics did you
cooking, learn? Cooking. Somewhat of a cooking show.
Of course. Yeah, it was. It, some might say it's the original cooking
a
show.
A little bit of Maury, you're not the father. Krusty Krab's daughter.
Absolutely.
Mr. Krab's daughter. Doesn't make sense. He's not the father. No chance.
Yeah, there's no chance
it's
at
no
all.
Chance.
She's a big whale. He's
weird.
A big crab.
Exactly.
Driving.
Driving? I learned how to drive. Ask me how I drive.
How do you drive?
How do you drive?
Big toe. Big toe only, strictly big toe. I swear, I always drive on my big toe. Shoes off, big toe.
Shoes off, big toe.
If I'm wearing shoes that make it possible, my shoes are really tied right now.
I like to think that you have cowboy boots on at all times, and you make an effort.
No, my foot pops out like in the episode, like in the episode with Miss Pearl.
Morning.
Yeah.
Wow. Literally. That's some dedication.
Yeah. Like.
I mean, no, but that's. I thought that's like the right.
That's the right way to do it.
Yeah, I thought that SpongeBob got it
is.
From
well,
somewhere
well, that's the
else.
Legal way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually the only way that's sanctioned by the U.S. government is to drive with your big toe.
Right.
With your shoe off.
Right big toe, and if it gets amputated, we'll get you a new one.
Well, yeah.
that's the only...
That's the American guarantee.
Yeah, that's the only universal health care we have.
That's what I fought the war for.
Yeah. That's what people died for us. Died for. So you can get a big toe if you lose it.
I'd love for that in the city hall. Just one person comes up on like a Mike Pence rally. And they're
where's
like,
our toes?
They're just like, he's just like, my family members have suffered from big toe malfunction.
Malfunction.
And yeah, they just explode or something. And then and like the Android phones. And then he goes, he's like, with this new healthcare plan you're imposing, me nor my six big toeless daughters will be able to drive any vehicles in this country. How do you get around, Mike Pence?
Oh,
and just
turn it back.
He wouldn't
on
be
him.
Able to say a word.
Would not be able to say a word.
Would just stare at him blankly. With his
he would just smile
scary
and say, I
face.
Love my wife.
And no other women on earth.
No other women.
That's totally true.
That is
as
true.
Well. That has heard, it's well documented.
I was there when that happened.
How do you drive, Sean? Do you drive with your big toe?
No, I just drive backwards, and as I do it, I just keep saying backing up, backing up.
Out the window?
That's helpful.
No, I hands
all
on the wheel.
In your head?
Forward. No, no, no. Out loud. Forward. Hands on the wheel, and I just say backing up, backing up.
Yeah, ten okay. and two.
Mm-hmm. 10 and 2.
Use those mirrors. That's why That's why God gave cars mirrors.
That'd be awesome.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's absolutely right. Heading down the highway, getting the top speed of about 15 in reverse.
15 in reverse.
Yeah.
It would be great if whenever your car went forwards, you had that beep beep beep.
Man, that'd be forgiving.
So wait. And then when you went in reverse, silence. Yeah. Just
do you go backwards on ones where everyone else is going forwards, or do you go backwards on ones where everyone's going the same direction as you?
So my car is actually turned around going in the same direction.
His car's just backwards, like the steering wheel is in the trunk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the exterior of the car looks normal.
Yes.
Yeah. You know. It's kinda like,
he has made a space in the rear.
Precisely.
Yeah.
In the rear trunk.
It's actually just a beetle bug, and then I just turned it around.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well,
no one noticed.
It looks exactly the same. And then people open the hood, and they go, oh, it's a normal car.
Oh,
because it's at the right spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
They're the palindrome of cars. Like, you just
really,
matter.
They are.
The palindrome of cars.
I like that.
It's truly what they are.
This guy is a marketing.
Yeah. This guy's a marketing
this
genius.
This guy is a marketing genius. I'm like 10 times more likely to buy that car.
Me too. Just being in, just looking at him and him telling us about it, I just feel like I want to go out and buy one.
Yeah, or like a one of those vans, those bug vans.
Oh, I was going to say one of those unmarked vans.
One of those unmarked vans. You could turn those around.
Nice and rusty, beige, or like burgundy.
Burgundy,
a deep burgundy.
What? I don't see too many burgundy ones.
No.
No, just white ones.
Burgundy is a color, though, huh?
Burgundy's a good color.
I said it's a color.
It is a color. Yeah, it's
good
one
color.
Of them. Well, the submarine is colored burgundy just because I'm inspired by those unmarked vans.
I can't see.
Well, you can't see the outside.
Yeah, I can't get wet.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if you want
you can. You can't get wet?
Not right now. I'm completely. I'm in jeans. You know what I mean?
Oh, you just don't want to.
You got a whole Canadian tuxedo.
Well, no, it's
going
like one of those like girl things. Like I can't right now.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you like physically could not.
No,
get wet.
No. I just
that would
can't.
Be interesting.
It's sarcastic.
You have shoes made of denim as well. Where'd you get those?
These denim shoes.
He's starting his marketing.
Yes, these
it's a marketing
denim
episode.
Shoes. He's agreeing with something.
Oh,
he's agreeing
snapping.
With something.
He's snapping. He's agreeing. Yeah.
Because I said these denim shoes. That's a good.
Yeah, he snaps
these,
all around.
These denim shoes, baby. These denim shoes, they're the best denim. There's the best denim you ever got.
Oh, dear.
You put them on, you run real fast. it's the best denim in the land.
Is that real? I would like to get some.
The guy that advertises, like, just like false sponsors. Hey, we got Alex Rodriguez wearing them. He loves our denim shoes. Yeah. We got J-Lo. J-Lo really loves our denim shoes here. This guy does not care. He's like quitting his job. He's like, I just need like three more to sell and then I'm out.
Oh,
he's just like, these denim shoes, Justin Bieber called me yesterday. He said, I want some of your denim shoes. I'm telling you, these shoes, they got to sell. $1,000 each. Come on. Come on, everybody. Three denim shoes. We're running out. Oh, gosh. Here's Justin calling me now. Bye, guys.
So they sell them by threes?
He actually leaves.
They don't sell them by the pairs? Yeah. He actually walks
away. He's that
away.
Serious.
Won't sell his shoes.
He's going on every podcast in Cleveland. Hey, listen here.
He hasn't come on our show yet.
Well?
He just was. What are you talking about?
No, that was an impression.
Oh, sorry. I was confused.
This is a real guy.
We
should get him on the show.
We should.
I would love to get him on the show. That'd be amazing.
I love denim. If you had unlimited amounts of money, how much would you spend on shoes?
Unlimited.
You just, it's not even a thing.
Then that question is.
Yeah, it cancels each other out because I would just get unlimited
shoes. I'd
spend
unlimited money on shoes, unlimited money on cars, unlimited money on.
All right, I'll put a cap on it. You have $100 million.
Now, this is a question.
Sorry. Do you approve yet?
This is a good question.
Okay,
you
approve.
There we go.
He approves
snaps,
of my.
Snaps all around.
All right, you have a $100 $100 million.
$100 million.
How much would you will you spend on your shoes?
I'm gonna propose this to both our guests.
Okay.
I'd spend unlimited money on shoes.
Still.
He's stuck on the
going to debt.
He's a little slow. He's still digesting his food. It slows down his brain.
I'd buy all three of those jean shoes.
Those jean shoes.
all three of them. Yep.
3,000 and he's quitting.
3,000.
Yeah, 3,000 a piece, right?
A shoe. It's $1,000 a shoe. I think that's what.
Oh, well, that's well, then you're
and then I would flip them on Shoe Hunters.
Yeah, but how much would you sell them for?
Unlimited amount of money.
Unlimited. It's just the infinity symbol.
Tons of unlimited money.
All of it.
How much is these? All of it. All of the money.
Just transfer me.
The government.
Keep
the
going.
The government, by mistake, makes a deal with this guy. and they're like, I'm sorry. We just have to keep paying him.
We need to raise the debt ceiling.
They're just like, print more. Print more.
Keep going. More. Keep going.
These are great shoes.
And then like, everybody, the entire country, just give back the shoes. You're like, look at them. I mean,
Have you seen them? Give these back.
It's
like, well, I like to imagine you're wearing the two, and then the third one's just tied to one of them with the other tied. So it's being drug along.
Oh, I forgot it was
three singular shoes.
They're all lefts.
They're all three. All three are lefts.
And they still want them.
They still want them. So
this guy's
bad.
Walking with two of them, and they're pointing out. Worth it.
Worth it.
I think I'm gonna buy some of these shoes. I might go buy some on the break when we take
for
a break.
$1,000 shoes.
I got it.
You do have it.
Yeah, I got it. You think where do you think I got that big block of iron? I got an iron.
It's not that hard to get.
I got an iron mine.
An iron mine?
Yeah, I bought an iron mine.
You bought the iron mine? Okay.
I bought a mine. It's mine now.
It's my mine.
Yep.
Okay.
I feel proud of that. I feel real good.
Don't back off.
Sean Sullivan, we didn't meet, but we did have our first interaction.
We
haven't met yet.
Oh, okay.
I try to keep. I don't think we've met or someone has met until you've stood like close enough to shake their hand.
Oh, okay, fair
and
enough.
So that's why I'm so far away from you. Mm-hmm. That's why I made this table so long.
You're the starboard, and I'm at the
starboard.
I'm at the opposite of that.
You're the aft.
We didn't meet at this location, but we first interacted at a Mario Kart, well, I'll say gathering.
Tournament.
It was a tournament, sure.
It was a tournament where only 8 people showed up.
And,
that's right.
And only 3 people played, so it was successful, I guess.
Did we play?
There were more audience members than there were participants. So
truly.
That's all you need for a contest.
Are you a Mario Kart aficionado?
Yeah.
How did that come along? How did you become such a Mario Kart fan?
Well, I'm a big fan of cars going in circles, and Mario Kart checks that box off.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what? It does.
So it's only one criteria.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you just say, so you're a big fan of NASCAR. We've established
NASCAR, Mario Kart, roundabouts, like roundabouts. All of the circles. Yeah.
There's one right down the street of my apartment that's in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I think I've seen you at that roundabout. Just keep going around.
My right side tires are just totally worn out. Left side, fine.
Oh, wow.
Wait.
Do they ever stop you? Does, like, a cop ever be like, son, you've been on this?
Well, they actually pull me over thinking that I'm drunk. It turns out I'm just dizzy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Going all over the roundabout.
Then you just got to find a roundabout going the opposite direction. Yeah. Which, you know, you'd have to go all the way to England for. Exactly. So, I mean, it's tough. See, get on the plane.
Do you actually like NASCAR?
Yes, I actually like NASCAR.
What I used to be super into NASCAR. That's why.
Why
I
are you no longer super into NASCAR?
I don't know. I played soccer a lot, and then I kind of like got really into soccer, and I stopped looking at NASCAR. But I still like NASCAR.
The arch nemesis of NASCAR is soccer.
Yeah.
What do you?
It's either one or the other.
No, I mean,
what if you played soccer inside the grass part?
Oh, good lord! You just meshed the two. Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be crazy. And I watched. Who's your favorite? Do you have a favorite driver?
Growing up, it was Jeff Gordon, and now it is Kyle Larson.
Kyle Larson,
which is really going to go deep for like
is
all
he
the
young
NASCAR
guy?
Fans that pay. Yeah,
yeah.
I hope we have some NASCAR fans. I hope we have a diverse group.
That's a huge thing. Is the young guy right? The young driver.
Buck.
The young driver is always like it's crazy because like he's young, but like. He's old for his, you know what I mean? Like, he's old for his age. He's like, this, like, young guy's like, yeah, just gonna try to do our best over here at a.
Do either of you pay attention to F1? I caught a little interview at some event. I was waiting for the basketball game to play, and there was like a young F1 driver that just won or something.
Wow.
Or he won some French race or something like that. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm getting it incorrectly.
Max Verstappen won last year. I don't know if you guys get that service down here.
Oh, it's tough.
You might be 1 year behind.
We usually just call people up and we ask all the sports scores. It's a whole day event. We just say, give us the scores.
All right, Gene. Yep. Just tell me all the
Gene. Gene Hackman. He tells us all the scores.
That's who the shoes are named after, right?
Yeah, Gene.
Hang on, Marcelo. Was it Gene Hackman that was selling all those denim shoes? All right, I'll take that as a don't ask any more questions.
He didn't snap.
He didn't snap. So I
don't
guess
know if that's right.
He's not sure.
He's looking around the sub really suspiciously.
He's looking for Gene Hackman.
He might be. All right, you know what? We're going to look for Gene Hackman at the break that we're going to take now.
All right.
We'll be right back with more Sean Sullivan and Marcelo Hernandez in just a few moments. Hang on.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50, Chris Clem.
They're playing back.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.
That's kind of why they shoehorned Chris Jericho into that angle, was because they were like, oh, we can't make this David Otunga or whoever the fuck I'm talking about. David Otunga, what the fuck am
David
I?
Batista?
What the fuck am I even talking about?
Where did David come from?
I feel like I literally just fell asleep. And then everything I just said the past 10 minutes was a dream. I have no fucking clue what the fuck I was talking about. Pretty clear babyface and heel program here.
And then David Otunga.
I started thinking about fucking muscle guys with their shirts off or something.
And David, we're doing it for the first time.
I don't know what the fuck.
The Lousy Wrestling Podcast. America's shittiest wrestling podcast. Only available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Unbelievables. Welcome back because we didn't go very far or for very long. We are back from the first break. I am, of course, Mike Calhoun. My co-host, Johnny Trowbridge, is here. Finally back.
Hi.
After his brief absence.
A hiatus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. A hiatus, yeah. Brief hiatus. Sean Sullivan is our guest today, and we had Marcelo Hernandez, but he had to step out. He had to go do some time at the Funny Stop. But when we were surfacing to let him swim to shore, we heard this loud thwapping, like a comic book.
Thwapping?
Yeah, like a comic book, like Spider-Man.
I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, what's that?
And it turned out not to be Spider-Man. It was a helicopter. But a gentleman stepped out and he asked to come aboard, and here he is. It's Victorio. He says his name is.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Victoria.
So nice to be here.
It's nice to have you. How are you?
It's nice for you to have me. I know. This is true.
Oh.
This is true. It's very nice for you to have me because I am the best.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So could you tell us what you're the best at? Well, you just stepped out of this helicopter.
Gold-plated.
Yes, of course. I don't travel with other people.
Oh, so you were flying,
you're flying
it, too.
Of course.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm impressed.
That's
to
very
be honest.
Impressive.
Is there something you wanted to tell us?
Yes, yes, yes. I did have something to say because.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Because I have a serious problem with you people.
I'm so sorry.
Submarine people.
No. You. I want to call you Americans, but I am Central American. It's embarrassing to put America on your name.
Oh, I'm so okay. So sorry.
It's not embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. I just don't have a tolerance for less. You know, I am Victorio. I always win. I am a winner.
Okay.
I am a winner, and America doesn't always win. Okay.
Oh. Well, I suppose not. Sometimes we don't.
I live in El Sur, in the south. Sur is Spanish, Latin. Ever hear of it? Maybe.
Maybe.
I've heard. That's an American word. Maybe.
I don't know if we're supposed to answer.
That's very American. Maybe.
So I live south, in south of the border.
Which border?
The southern border.
Okay. As Dan answered.
And I am sick of the Americans bringing terrible things into Mexico.
Bringing
Nickelback, bringing sleeveless T-shirts.
His mannerisms seem very familiar.
Bringing, dare I say...
Dare you say what?
Oh my God, this must be heinous.
Grape vans?
Oh no! Grape vans?
Yes. You Americans driving around the grape vans? All you Americans? No Hispanic people in Mexico drive around the grape vans. Drive around the grape vans.
Is he talking about the burgundy ones?
I think he is talking about the burgundy vans.
Oh, no.
You drive them around.
How do they know about them?
And it's embarrassing. We look crazy. And then always driving the grape vans is an old man with a mustache. Yet we are the grapists. We are not the grapists.
Oh.
It sounds like you've spent a lot of time in the United States, even though you're not much a fan of us.
I live in Mexico.
Okay.
You drive into my town with your grape vans and your Nickelback playing out in the loud speakers.
It's a big town.
The grape vans.
It's a big town, Mexico.
You bring it in and you're driving.
Yeah.
And it's so loud and you look in the mustache.
I do have a mustache.
Are you sure this wasn't one person?
No, this was a group of grape vans. This was
a
cara grape van.
A caravan.
A cara grape van. Is that your own term? Did you come up with that term? Because you saw this and you were angry at it?
Yes, I come up with terms.
Oh, you do? Probably.
The best terms?
Probably the best terms.
The best terms.
I bet you come up with
the best terms.
Okay.
And they are in Spanish, just so you know. It's the best language.
I wouldn't get it. I don't understand Spanish very
obviously.
Well.
Obviously.
Yeah, I guess.
That's very obvious.
Obviously.
Well, maybe you can teach us some. You're describing all these things.
Yes, I will say a sentence and you repeat it. Okay.
Okay, that'd be great. That'll help the relations between
ready?
The two countries.
Ready? Nosotros. All right, we want to do this together, everybody.
Okay.
Sorry.
So do we have to read your lips?
We'll do nosotros, and then I'll point, and then you guys will do it, okay?
Okay, great.
Point to
okay.
all of us?
Yes, I will point to the middle.
He's got three hands.
I know Americans are not very sharp, but we're going to try this. Okay. We're going to try this.
I suppose.
Ready? Nosotros.
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 Somos.
Somos.
Unos.
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 Hombres.
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 Que no son.
No son.
Muy.
Muy.
Very.
Inteligentes.
Inteligentes.
Pero. Tenemos.
Tenemos.
Mucho.
Mucho.
Deseo.
Deseo.
De aprender.
De aprender.
You guys just said we are men that are not very intelligent, but we have big desires to learn.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. That's such a sweet thing to say.
You're welcome.
After all those horrible things you said.
Yes. Well, I am.
You seem not as cold-hearted as you seemed at first. You seemed very angry at first. What made you so angry? All these people coming to Mexico?
Yes.
All these Americans?
Yes, with the grape vans.
These grape vans, it sounds like an epidemic.
It seems like a one-off instance.
The grape vans and the music that makes you sad.
Oh,
sad music.
I think, yeah.
The music is the guys and they're screaming, and it makes you sad.
Does it make you very sad? Have you seen
in Mexico, we don't have this music.
Oh, okay.
We have happy music.
Only?
Mostly.
Okay. What other kind, besides happy music,
there's sad music, but it's not...
it's not aggressive. I guess it's the aggressivity is the difference.
Oh, I see. You don't like aggressiveness.
Americans are too aggressive.
You find American
very
music
much,
too aggressive?
Very much, yes. Very much, yes. And then it's so loud.
You don't like it loud?
No, it's... Even if you have it low, even if you have the music low, it sounds loud.
Hey, buddy, have you ever heard a mariachi band on a subway car? That's loud as fuck.
And very aggressive.
And extremely aggressive. Especially if you're sitting right next to him. Woo!
Aggressive on the instruments or aggressive with the voice?
Oh, I'd say both, I guess.
Both.
It's maybe
passion.
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 Yeah, I know a little poco.
A little poco.
He knows a little poco.
I know a little Espanol.
Yes.
I'm trying. See, we are not your enemy, Victorio. Victorio, is that your, did I get your name correct? Victorio?
Good enough.
Oh, I'm so sorry. If Marcelo was here, he would be chastising me because he's the captain.
Yeah, he is the captain.
I am the captain now.
Oh, no.
Oh, Victorio.
Wait, wait. Victorio's the captain now.
Victorio's the... No,
you sound like kidding. This pirate I knew.
You knew a pirate?
Yes.
Only
he's
one.
Friends with the pirate.
You know a pirate too?
He is friends with the pirate. I don't know this pirate.
How do you know he was a friend with a pirate?
He knows
he
that I'm friends
I knew
with
a
pirate.
Yes. Oh. He said I knew this pirate.
Lots, just
of,
know
lots, the lots same of people know that I'm friends with pirates.
Word travels fast in the open sea.
That's true. Well, you were flying around in your helicopter. What
yes,
were,
my helicopter is painted completely black.
Okay. Oh.
So at night I can go undetected.
So it's solid gold, but it's
what
painted
about during
black.
The day?
Yes, exactly. During the day, I fly my white helicopter.
Wouldn't it be blue?
To blend in with the clouds, naturally.
Blend in with the clouds.
Do you only
my
fly
white and blue camouflage light helicopter.
Where were
and
you?
And the
rotors.
The rotors.
The propellers.
I don't think they are rotors.
You're thinking of a submarine.
Yeah, the propeller. No, I don't even know what he's thinking. the propellers.
I know a bunch of
the propellers.
We also have propellers on the submarine.
The propellers go the opposite way, so it's silent.
It's a trade secret.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said
the
that.
The wind hits it in the opposite.
It's way. Like
it's quiet.
In Australia, does it go the opposite direction?
Yeah, it actually, his
no.
His
in Australia, you drive it upside down.
Yeah, his helicopter flies upside down in Australia. Were you? Is that where you were headed just now?
Yes, I will pass by Australia.
Just fly.
I will make a stop in Australia. Why not?
So
I have the best stop in Australia.
They have the best what?
I'm gonna have the best stop in Australia. Oh, the best touch and go in Australia.
Touch and go.
Your mannerisms are very familiar. I can't pinpoint
the best touch,
it.
The best go, Australia.
So I have a. So where were you headed? I don't think we got to this.
In Australia to see the Australians.
You were going to Australia.
Yes, okay. I know very much. I know a lot about the Australians. The Australians love me.
Oh, really?
The Australians love me.
Do all of
I have,
them?
Yes, I have one friend, Kangaroo Jack, loves me in Australia. Kangaroo Jack, yes.
That was a great movie.
Very nice Australian man, Kangaroo Jack.
Man?
So is his name Kangaroo?
Yes, that's how they name them in Australia. So I don't know if you know this.
All
about
of them?
The Australians. Yep, all of them. Yes, very much generalizations guy I am.
Which do you like better, Austrians or Australians?
The Australians also love me. The Australians and the Australians.
You're saying the same thing.
Right?
Yes. I know. No. I'm saying both Australians and Australians. I know exactly what you're saying.
The slight difference.
Yes. Yeah, because some of them are from Australia and the other ones are from Australia.
I see the distinction. I totally understand. Yeah.
There's a difference. One flag is a
the
rectangle.
Color. Yeah.
And the other one. It's a rectangle.
Yes.
One is the flag, obviously, of Australia.
Yes. And the other one is the flag of Australia.
Exactly.
Yes.
Precisely.
I feel like I'm hearing an L.
Huh?
No, never mind.
Victorio, tell me this.
What?
I know. I know you're a busy man. You're very important. You're now the captain of the ship. Do you need us to go somewhere now? Yeah, are we redirecting the sub now? I don't want to get too far away from your helicopter because you might need to step out.
Very true. I think you guys could how close are we to Australia?
Not very close.
Not that close. No,
And what about
Australia.
Oh, very close.
Oh, very close.
So you guys will drop me off there, and then I'll have my helicopter pick me up there.
Oh, so it flies itself. The helicopter flies itself now.
Do you not fly it then?
No. I have a pilot. His name is also Victorio.
You flew it, you meant...
Yes. I put my name on everything. I put my name on my employees, on my helicopter. I put it on everybody. Everybody at my hotel's name is Victoria.
Is that confusing?
Nope.
We believe you then. Well, it was.
Is this here? We're here.
We just arrived
to Australia.
It's been spectacular having you, Victoria. I'm so glad we were able to get past your initial problems with us.
This interview is going to have the best ratings. I promise you, you guys are going to do the best show ever.
Thank you so
much.
This
is going to be the best show for you, and it's because of me. Not because of you flimsy American, because of me, the Hispanic guy. I made this the best.
Okay.
Of course, absolutely. It's been so nice to have you. All right.
Call me, each of you, before I leave, need to tell me that I'm the best very quickly.
Oh. Okay. You're the best.
Thank you.
Victoria, you're the best.
Thank you.
You're wearing a vest.
Good enough. All right, you guys. Goodbye.
Fare thee well, Victoria.
He's got a machine gun.
Oh, he's got a machine gun. He's got a machine gun on that helicopter. Good Lord.
Run.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be right back, and we'll do one last thing, and then we'll end the show. Stick with us. 1 second.
What's it called?
We'll come up with a
black apron.
Stained apron.
Stained apron. Jeez. Okay. I like that. Hi. This is Jim. I'm really excited about this new subscription-based service we're offering to you, our viewers. We are very excited about outreach programs, and we've been noticing there's a really lack of jobs for people getting out of correctional facilities. It's very hard to get any kind of job with something on your record. So we're kind of reaching out here and looking for a way to incorporate them back into society.
Hi, I'm Jan. I'm one of the outreach managers, and I go around talking to correctional facilities, and we discuss releasing these felons into the world to try and reintegrate them with society. And I'm also a really good cook.
Oh, really? That's a great point there, because what we're also offering is this. We know that subscription-based services for food are blowing up.
They're huge.
We thought we would jump on this market. So we're going to offer for these people to come to your house and cook you a meal with fresh ingredients. We're talking non-GMO, fresh ingredients, and we're not—
organic.
Yeah, that's right.
What we do is we take a van to one of these correctional facilities. We just load it up with felons.
Load it up. Just everyone hop in.
And then we get out our notebook of all of our subscribers, and we drive these felons to their address.
And that's where you come in.
Then you just open up your home to them, and you just provide them with the ingredients, and they cook you a nice meal at your home.
And you know what? If they don't do a great job the first time, you know, they've been in a jail for a very long time, and they might not have had access to cooking supplies. You know?
You need to give them the benefit of the doubt. They'll cook you as much as well as they can, as to the best of their ability. And I'll be there to coach them from the car.
That's right.
I'll be calling in and being like, hey, how are things going? And they'll give us updates. And then when they're ready, you guys just sit down at your table and they'll serve you your ready meal.
That's right. And if they need to stay the night, just be sure to put that on the table.
Be sure to let them know if they need a place to stay for the night, that they are welcome.
That's right. This is all about an outreach. We're trying to give back while also creating a subscription-based program.
We're trying to make some money, but we're also just trying to reintegrate these great, great criminals back into society.
And that's what we're asking you, to participate in this great new adventure. So
not only are you getting a nice meal cooked for you by strangers in your home that have committed violent
atrocities, really,
atrocities in the past, but you are helping them reintegrate into the world.
You're doing yourself and the world a favor.
That's right. And we're excited. This is launching next week. We're going to just, for the first couple ones, we're just going to go to any nearby homes.
It won't be any charge. And we're just going to be doing a local experimental outreach program. And then we'll start our subscription-based program.
Yeah, we're largely going to base the results of the local one on what we'll do for the larger one.
So if you guys want to be part of the open beta, and we'll be checking out local residential areas, please sign up on come to my home and cook for me, pleasefelons.com.
That's right. We're looking at, in terms of prices, it's going to sit around $400,000 a month.
It just won't be a modest fee.
Modest fee. You're supporting them.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
We'll see you very soon.
Good morning, Lousy Weather Media!
Sergeant Scumbag!
Sir, yes, sir, Lieutenant Hefty!
What is your mission, Sergeant?
Sir, to let the hate flow through me, sir!
And how do you let the hate flow through you, Sergeant Scumbag?
Sir, by listening to a guest from the world of entertainment discussing disdain of a person, place, thing, or concept with El Hordano Diablo and Jeremy Shear, sir!
Disdain doesn't sound like hatred at all, Sergeant!
Sir, it is in fact a simile of hatred, sir!
Are you using fancy book words at me, Sergeant?
This is Colonel Jameson. You maggots, quit fighting about the damn thesaurus and let the hate flow through you every Monday on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Dismissed!
Sir, yes, sir!
Oh.
Welcome to the sub.
Ooh.
Oh, man, that might be the new theme.
Take that, put it at the beginning.
Yeah, I'm gonna use that from now on.
Do we have your permission?
I feel like you have my permission. I don't know if you have your permission.
They don't care.
Who's that? I don't know.
They're probably dead.
Yeah, they're dead anyway. They're dead to me.
That's right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Unbelievables. I am, of course, Mike Calhoun. Joining me is my co-host, Johnny Trowbridge.
Finally back.
Of course. And and our guest, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Sean Sullivan.
A horse.
Victorio, our brief guest. He was a character.
Yeah, that was a wild man.
Wild man. Yeah, incredible.
Very eccentric. Gun at the end.
He was firing barely, on us. Firing on us in the end. It was very an
He
act
did
of
not
war.
Like us.
No, at the end, I thought we were on
I don't
good
even
terms.
Know where we were. I keep thinking he's saying Australia for both of them.
I don't know where he's going.
That guy has a future in politics.
Yeah, he might.
I think he does. Today's politics are any indication, then yeah. He definitely has a future. Sean, we're going to play a little game with you, and that game is not a game. It's actually...
I love that game.
It's actually questions from Lorne Michaels. Beautiful. As always, I'm going to snap because that's a new
they
trend.
Did so well.
It's a new, nice little trend. Beautiful. Great job, gentlemen. We have that full band come in here and play every time we play this.
So expensive.
It's extremely expensive. But hey, we have infinite money and infinite shoes now. Why not use it?
Oh, yeah, good point.
It's been established.
We pay them in shoes.
All right. This portion of the show is questions from Lorne Michaels. That's not Lorne Michaels like you may think from Saturday Night Live fame. No, this is Lauren Michaels, just a girl I went to high school with.
That he's going to plan to marry. I've seen the book.
It's not happening.
I've seen the scrapbook.
Will her name then be Lauren Michael Michaels?
Oh, like Chaz Michael Michaels. It's
Chaz Michael Murray?
Yeah, that's right.
I think his name's Chad Michael
Murray. I'm going to take this one step for Murray... Ginger Snaps. My favorite type of ginger snaps.
That's your favorite brand? Brought to you by Murray Ginger Snaps. Do they make anything else? Oh boy,
got it. Yeah,
Got those snaps in.
You are not the ginger snap.
Dang it!
We got a little portion of Maury on this show. Get it, Murray Maury.
Oh, ginger snaps. My God.
It was a slow burn for me.
That was good. I didn't get it, but that was good.
Let's get to our question from Lauren. I didn't get it, but it was good. All right, here we go. For our only guest, because both of our guests are
both of our guests are dead.
Our other two guests had to step out. Here we go. If a documentary was made of your life, who would you want to play your murderer?
Herbie the Love Bug.
Herbie the Love Bug.
So you're a villain.
No, Herbie would run me over.
Yeah.
Herbie's a villain.
So
Herbie's
also
a good guy.
Not a in guy? This story.
Are we sure? Sorry.
First of all, yes. Is he a guy?
He's a good car.
He's a good little car. Well, now he is in the current narrative.
Oh, but
we don't know what's going to happen in the future.
A twist. Yeah.
So you think in this documentary, which will obviously be real events.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're murdered,
yeah,
you fully expect.
It'll be at a parade.
You fully loadedly expect.
Oh, no. All right, that's the show. So you fully loaded expect Herbie to murder you. Expand on this, please.
So Herb, it'll be a part of a parade.
Okay.
Not in my honor. In honor of Herbie.
Oh, so it's a Herbie-themed parade.
In this world.
Where would this take place?
Is he like a superhero?
Kind of is.
Is Herbie? Yeah, Herbie of Gotham City.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, this is getting
dark.
That's
his full name.
I like it.
Herbie of Gotham City.
Herbie of Gotham City.
So they're having the parade in Gotham City as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it at night?
No, it's
actually. Oh, so Batman won't be
there.
What
parade takes place at night?
It's a genuine question, John.
Okay.
I need to know if Batman will be there.
Okay.
Because then it determines my attendance.
Mardi Gras happens at night every time.
Yeah, there you go, good asshole.
Point. Good point. Point taken.
All right, so Herbie of Gotham City, they're throwing him a parade.
Mm-hmm.
You are in the parade?
No, I'm actually on the side.
Oh, so you're observing?
Yeah.
Glorifying our Lord and Savior Herbie.
Catching all the candy I can.
Yeah, okay. Of course. The best part of a parade.
And getting some bumper stickers or some rulers that say what politicians to vote for.
Okay.
Of course. Without knowing any of their issues.
Yes. Yes.
Without, yeah, of course.
Name recognition at its finest.
Mm-hmm. This ruler is green, so I don't know what party they are.
Maybe the Green Party.
Oh, man. It sells itself.
So I'm standing there, and then Herbie's going down really, really slow.
Oh, God.
Okay. And then, so he's rolling. Are they pushing him, or is he
pushing him?
Well, I'm asking. He maybe wants to take the day off. Maybe wants to take the day off.
They are pushing him. He's out of gas.
See what I say? He's out of gas.
He had a long day.
Okay.
Everybody gets tired and out of gas.
So, like,
yeah, that's when I get home.
Being
and
tired for him is like being out of gas.
Isn't that what you call it?
Yes.
There you go. You answered your own question.
So the parade goes by fine.
Of course.
It's over. I'm disappointed. I didn't actually get to touch Herbie as he goes by. I mean, there was like.
Are you crying?
I wasn't crying. Like, there's 1.3 million people at this parade.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I know. It's like we won a championship.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Gotham is so heavily popular.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I mean, it's a pretty big city.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like Newark.
Yeah.
I know. It's modeled after Newark.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're giving me this skeptical face.
Okay,
hey, man, we've already established that you're an idiot.
It's a lot like Duluth, I'd say.
It's like Plymouth. Reminds me of Plymouth.
I think it's like Hartford a little bit.
So, okay.
So I'm sitting on the corner of Bourbon Street.
Right.
In Newark. And,
of course. Newark, Gotham.
Newark, Gotham. And so the parade's done. I'm bummed out. Then Herbie comes down the alley behind me.
Oh, no.
I know. In a scream mask. So, like, I can't believe I didn't see him.
An enormous scream? Or just regular size?
No. It is an enormous scream mask. Of,
with, like, the draping black hood.
Yeah, floating behind. Yeah, it's like it's like one of those giant heads is coming at me.
Yeah.
And then Herbie gets there and, like, acts like it's going to run me over.
Oh. Yeah.
But then stabs me.
Oh, no.
The
old
within
car
the,
stab.
Within the first, like, 10 minutes of this story.
Was it a documentary of your life?
It's a very short documentary.
It's a very short documentary.
Are you going to direct it? Are you going to have to wait till you're dead? Or are you just predicting your own death with it?
All of the above.
Directing and dying?
I'm directing my own death. Got really sad.
So this is happening in real life?
From your mouth to Victorio's ears. Victoria, of course.
But yeah, Victoria. Yeah,
he's replacing God. All right, that's the end of the show. That is the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, so good.
Oh, well, yeah, let's snap out the talent here. I want to thank our guest, Sean Sullivan, the only one remaining here. I'll thank Marcelo and Victoria as well for being here for half of a show. But we do have one section left. We have one little portion of the show.
What is that?
It's a plug. Bitch.
Nice.
Thanks. Plugs time.
Yeah. You should do plugs for people who aren't here first.
I'm going to wait until I have all the details regarding those plugs.
Okay, go for it.
Good idea, Johnny.
But you didn't go with the idea.
It's a great idea. I'm just not going to do it.
Okay.
I just want you to know that I appreciate your input.
Thanks.
And none of your ideas are good. I've lied.
Okay. Dang it.
Sean, I have a brief story.
About?
Let me get to it. Briefs. Jesus Christ, he's so impatient. Long, long time ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
All right, then I won't have to say it. All right, okay. Thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen. No. No.
Very brief.
No. Long time ago, Tabitha Jones, a frequent guest on our show, told us a story about Marcelo being at her home, wanting to get some snackies.
Oh, yeah.
Going to the kitchen to get those snackies, and there were no snackies. Now, we wanted to give Marcelo his little prize at the end of the show today, but he had to skedaddle.
Yeah.
So instead, we'd like to extend to you Marcelo's snackies. And here you are, an old mango.
Oh.
Here you are, my friend.
Oh, wow.
Take that and cherish it.
I've never gotten one of those.
I think it's wet.
Yeah, it might be.
It's old.
It's old. It's cold.
It's
old, a mango.
It's an old mango.
And it's also a snack. So we'd like you to have that in place of Marcelo.
Don't you want it?
Nothing about this. I don't like snackies. I don't like mangoes. I don't like old. I don't like cold.
I am appalled. Johnny is just choking on something, but I presume he is appalled as well. Johnny, are you? You know, he'll be all right. Well, you know what? Fuck you. I'm sorry.
Not a plugs.
I'm so sorry. Do you have any plugs for us, Sean?
Yeah.
Do you have anything upcoming that you'd like anyone to know about? Could be anything.
Yeah, you can see me at the Funny Stop tonight, Wednesday. June 9th, 8th.
Great. I hope everyone heads out to that show.
June 7th.
June 7th.
But go out to the Funny Stop June 9th, too. They would love your business.
No. Go retroactively go for Wednesday.
Wednesday, the 7th.
June 7th.
Of course.
You looked at me.
You're my calendar.
Yeah, I am the timekeeper.
Yeah, you're the timekeeper of the submarine. Great. Perfect.
Also, you can catch my documentary coming out soon.
Soon?
Oh, soon?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Does that mean you're going to die soon?
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, my.
That's how this documentary goes.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we know how it ends already.
Death by bug.
In fact, we know nothing else about the documentary except how it ends.
Yeah.
I just got that you used the bug again. The palindrome of cars. It came full circle.
It did. I think it was on his mind. You've been writing this for a while?
I haven't been writing it as much as, most of my time has been spent trying to sell these denim shoes.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a shoe flipper. Do we remember that?
I remember this.
You could catch me on the street corners or at your local Lucky Shoes.
Oh, local? Local Lucky Shoes. Do you ever sell out of, you know, like...
Some say.
Burlington Coat Factory.
No, I only go local Lucky Shoes, Paymore Shoe Source.
Paymore.
Yep. And Feet Locker.
Feet Locker.
Of course. Those are tough competition. You might have a tough time selling.
Oh, I'm sorry,
shoes.
I forgot. And Women's Feet Locker.
It's also a tough market.
Yeah, it is.
Not everyone's looking for denim shoes these days.
Yeah, but these ones cost all the money.
Yeah, they cost so much money that people obviously see that they're superior.
I guess I'm desperate to sell these shoes, everybody. So please be on the lookout. That is my plug to sell these shoes.
Okay. Please, if you find Sean Sullivan marketing on the street. And he doesn't immediately try to sell you shoes. Offer to buy these shoes off of him because he's trying to sell them.
Well, can you give like any distinguishing marks you'll be wearing or having to so people can?
Yeah, I will. I'll be the one with the tire track over me.
This is post movie.
No. See, Herbie runs me over.
Okay.
And then
wait, you said he stabbed you?
No, he ran me over first. I tried to get him. Committed for murder, and then afterwards he actually does murder me with a knife. He like has to finish it off.
Okay,
so it's like double jeopardy.
Yeah, just like double jeopardy.
He can't be charged for a crime twice.
Well, one of them is run over, and the other one is a stabbing. I don't know how that double jeopardy works.
I still think it's technically murder.
That is double jeopardy.
I think it's murder in the end.
Oh, is it?
It all gets boiled down to whether you're dead or not.
I thought one was vehicular manslaughter, and the second one is murder.
Manslaughter implies that there's no intent. You say it implies fun?
It's a little bit more mystical.
All right, I think we learned a little about Johnny. A little bit more mystical.
If I say, oh, he got murdered, but if I go, oh, there was manslaughter involved, you're like, okay, well, I'm listening now.
See, I think of manslaughter.
Are you not listening to the murder part?
No, I tune that out.
I think of someone being like drawn and quartered when I think manslaughter.
Yeah, but like, that's way more interesting.
Like what they did to William Wallace.
Yeah, but if I said they murdered William Wallace, you'd be like, all right, whatever.
Big deal.
Big deal.
I've murdered a William Wallace. Get over it.
But if I said there was a manslaughter in the corner today, you'd be like,
my jaw drops.
You'd be like, oh,
tell
my
me
God.
More. Yeah.
Let's go there now.
I want to go see it. Yes. Are there pictures?
Right here.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God. These pictures
are so
gross.
Manslaughtery.
So much manslaughter.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, everyone knows that. Do you have any social media that you want people to follow?
Yeah, you can follow me at Herbie the Love Bug.
Okay.
And,
of course,
on Stitcher as Lindsay Lohan.
I would like our listeners to go find Herbie the Love Bug on Twitter and say this to him. Hey.
Her. It. We never actually.
Well, you know, I mean, it's your Twitter handle, so it's you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Find Herbie the Love Bug. On Twitter.
Are you confused about your own?
Which is Sean Sullivan's Twitter handle. And ask him this question. Hey, you got any more of them denim shoes?
Yes. Ask about... Also to Lindsay Lohan.
Find Lindsay Lohan as well and ask her, hey, you got any more of them denim
shoes? $1,000 denim... Oh, wait, no, you flipped them. They're probably worth more now.
Yeah, they're worth all the money.
All the money. I forgot.
You're only gonna sell them to people with all the money?
Blank checks.
Great movie.
But speaking of following people on social media, you cannot do that with Johnny, no matter how hard you try.
Mm-mm.
But instead, he fills his time with projects on the submarine.
Yeah.
And you've been out for a while, so I can understand if you're a little slow on the go.
No, I built a sweatshop.
You built a sweatshop?
Yeah.
How much sweat did you fill it with?
Oh, so much. We're swimming in it.
I was wondering why we were sitting in this. I thought it was like a hot tub sort of
thing.
It's
not here. Silly.
But what are we sitting in then?
Sauna.
It's in Malaysia.
Oh, you built one in Malaysia.
Yeah, well, we make shoes. We make...
Well, it's still really hot here.
We make shoes for Sean.
You make shoes for Sean?
Yeah.
Yep. We buy them for nickels and sell them for all the monies.
Good Lord. Jesus, so you're responsible.
Quite the operation.
My God.
It's only me at the sweatshop. That's not what you think.
It's just you. So you're just in there sweating all day over these denim shoes.
I'm really dehydrated.
Yeah, man. It might have been why you got sick in the first place.
It was definitely so dehydrated. That was the sole reason.
Yeah, we got to get you some water.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Great. Well, everyone, buy some shoes from Sean. You're helping both of my friends here. You're supporting capitalism as well, I suppose.
That's right, capitalism.
And Marcelo, our guest, of course, he had to skedaddle, but he wanted me to plug a show happening June 10th, that is this Saturday, happening. It's called the Hidden Camera Comedy Showcase. It's at The Locker Room. That's at 9:30, and The Locker Room implies it's the Locker Room Bar and Grill in Broadview Heights. That
sounds
is in Ohio.
Peep-holy.
Very peephole-y?
Yeah.
Like it's going to have a lot of peepholes?
The locker room, the hidden camera?
Oh, yeah, the hidden camera. Maybe that's why
like
they call it
feet locker.
That. Yeah, the women's feet
or
locker.
Women's
I wonder
feet
if
locker.
It's a, yeah, I wonder if it's the women's feet locker room.
No, it's actually the kids
feet oh, locker. God.
Kids feet locker room, bar and grill. That's in Broadview Heights. That show is at 9:30. Marcelo is going to be featuring on that show, run by Matthew Scott. All right. And then, of course, for myself, yeah. Follow the show, please. Follow us on Twitter. It's fun. Follow me on Twitter. I'm fun.
Is it also fun?
It's fun okay. to follow people on Twitter.
Some
so
nights.
Much fun. It's just, oh,
it's so nice.
I wake up and I think, oh, think of all the people I'm following on Twitter, and I just smile.
You're just like, I'm in an oatmeal bath of love.
That's exactly what I think. Follow me at Mike_Calhoun. Follow us at Unbelievables Podcast or T Unbelievables. That's Tunbelievables if you say it phonetically.
We love saying things phonetically.
We do. We love saying things phonetically. The Sad Boy Social Club, we don't have any show in June, but we do have two shows in July. One of them is the 11th of July. That's a Tuesday? Tuesday.
Tuesday.
That's a Tuesday. In West Virginia. It's so far away from where my apartment is located.
From where the submarine...
Well, currently we're very far away from
yeah, we're
We're very
like,
close to Australia.
We are in Austria?
But we're not close to Australia.
What?
And then in July, there will be a show at Brothers Lounge with the Sad Boy Social Club. That date is to be determined. I'm sorry I wasn't able to give you a venue for the West Virginia show because I currently don't have one. It's actually, no, I do know. It's called the Raleigh Theater. I just don't know where it is. So find one.
It's in West Virginia.
But it's in the state of West
It'll
Virginia.
It'll be the rest stop at exit 83.
You're saying that's where we'll
Knock
be?
Knock twice.
No, that's where the show is.
That's exactly where the show is. We'll just be on the side of the... We'll be on the median doing some sketch comedy.
Hurry over quick.
People are like, wow, what is... These grifters, these gypsies... But buy some T-shirts. Buy some T-shirts with the Sad Boy Social Club logo on them. They're actually really nice T-shirts.
Or the Unbelievables logo. buy all
draw,
our T-shirts.
Yeah, buy a T-shirt and draw our logo onto it. And that's our message for...
Today.
This week.
This is
Thank
brought
you guys
to you by the letter M.
For goodbye. Fare thee well, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk to you next week.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Hey guys, this is number 8 Ohio-ranked professional featherweight fighter, Drew Schottenheimer, and I'm here to tell you that when I'm not too busy training or kicking ass, I'm listening to ANA MMA.
On the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Bitches.
Yeah! Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hello, and
and welcome to this week's commercial for I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
Join us every week as we kick off the show with entertainment news, then we dive into Genre 5, which is a list of five of our most loved or hated genres, actors, things in movies, television, comics, or video games. I get it, not all of that is considered a genre, but get off my ass. It's hard to think of different subgenres every week, so yes, we take liberties with the name. Then fall down the rabbit hole that is Test of Tony, in which Tony, and sometimes me if I have the gumption to partake, gets to relive a movie from his past, and with his old sage-like eyes, tells me if it stands the test of time and passes the test of Tony. And to cap off this wild ride of two dickheads giving their opinions on movies, we head into Movie of the Week, where our heroes both watch the same movie and discuss it. Honestly, it's more like a book club. Either way, check us out at lousyweathermedia.com, and now enjoy the show. And as always, go burn books.